The title of this book is Walking with Grandfather. And I decided to title it that because grandfathers, grandmothers, elderly people in general, for me, depict wisdom. They're certainly resources and have been for me throughout my life. And as I said earlier, this book is about wisdom, and not because I'm wise, but because of what wisdom has done for me, the wisdom of others have done for me in my life. I've just embarked on my seventh decade, and I look back on all the things that I learned from my grandparents, especially my grandfather, and the walks that I took with him. And as I say in the book, taking walks with my grandfather shaped my life. And those walks, and all the stories that I heard from him, from my grandmother, from all the other elderly people that were my grandparents, did shape my life. They gave me a foundation. They pointed the way for me. And when times got rough, they helped me make a decision. They told me everything from how to make bows and arrows, fish traps, how to hunt. They told me the historical events that they knew about, but mostly they taught me about virtues, philosophy, and those things that are the foundation for all of us, or should be, as we live our lives. And one of those virtues is wisdom. Wisdom, as far as I'm concerned, is sort of a forgotten virtue in our society today. We look up to the people who have a lot of money, who have a lot of power, who have a lot of influence. And sometimes when some young people today are asked who their heroes are, they name movie stars and sports figures, which is fine. But I think as a society, we need to look to those people who truly contribute to the good of the whole. People like philosophers, doctors, and teachers, and others who have somehow enhanced our existence by their wisdom and their philosophy. This book is about other things as well, identity, friendship, family, and so on. But overall, it's about wisdom. And I hope that with this small effort, that someone will be motivated to look around and look for the source of wisdom. And the source of wisdom, as far as I'm concerned, are our old people, our elders, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, in some cases even our parents. But those people who have lived life, who have seen things happen in their lifetime. In 1969, in the last 6 or 7 years of his life, I sat with my grandfather as we watched the moon landing, the first moon landing. And later on, I asked him what he thought about it. He said it was good. I don't think he was much too impressed by it all. And maybe he was even a little skeptical. And the conversation turned to, what do you think about people who can do this sort of thing, go to the moon, walk on it, and come home? And he was impressed by that ability. But the question or the statement that sort of put a punctuation to all that whole line of discussion was, but I don't know if they're really a wise people. That was his estimate. That was his impression of that whole era of going to the moon and back. He wondered if we as a people, or maybe he was wondering about white people specifically, if they are really wise. And sometimes I have the same question as well. Are we really wise as a society, as a group of people, as an American culture? I think we've forgotten about wisdom. When I look at what happens to elderly people, we tend to relegate them to nursing homes and retirement homes, and we forget about them. We don't visit them. We don't have contact with them as much as we should. My grandparents were a part of my life right until the moment they died. They tried to be as independent as possible, and we made them a part of our families, not because we thought we had to, but it was just part of the natural process. They were always there as the repositories of knowledge and wisdom. And I wonder, is that how we treat our elderly people today? And if we don't, we're denying ourselves a very critical part of our culture that should be the basis of our strength, and that's wisdom. So this book is about wisdom, but it's as much about the hope that we will not forget that wisdom is available to us. All we need to do is look to our parents and our grandparents. That would be a very wise thing to do.